Let's now look at some legal and ethical issues. Health and safety issues. As therapists, we are responsible for clients' physical, emotional, and mental safety, as well as our own. Physical safety. This is perhaps the easiest of the three responsibilities, as it's about the physical environment in which the hypnotherapy sessions are taking place. The therapist needs to make sure that the fittings and furniture conform to health and safety standards. For example, no holes in the carpet, no trailing wires, and the safety of electrical wiring of the building. It is also important to note that the client should not be seen in buildings where there is no one else available in case of emergency. This is for the benefit of the client and the counsellor. Emotional safety. This is more difficult than being aware of the physical safety of the client and the therapist. The therapist may not become aware of the emotional dangers until they have developed to an extent which may threaten the safety of the client and the therapist. Dependency, for instance, can appear as flattering to the counsellor. I cannot manage without you. I need to see you more frequently than once a week. I cannot talk to anyone else like this. For inexperienced therapists, this can seem like an affirmation that they are good at their work. The danger is that the client becomes dependent on you as a person and not just as a therapist, and can become demanding and angry when you cannot meet their demands. This situation can rebound on both the client and the counsellor. Another danger to the emotional safety of the client and the therapist is the situation where the client perceives the therapist as an expert who can solve all their problems. It is important that the therapist makes clear to the client what hypnotherapy is about and its limitations at the beginning of the therapy process. Finally, mental safety. This is an area which therapists are often less aware of with clients. It is always important to have some information about the client's mental health early on in the process. If you feel a client may have some very deep unresolved issues that may be beyond the scope of hypnotherapy, arrange a consultancy with them and speak to them beforehand. If you are unsure in any way about treating this client, ask them to go to their doctors and seek their advice, or simply refer them on to a trained counsellor, psychologist, or psychiatrist.